Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Amos chapter 8, the verses 11 to 12. The prophecy of Amos chapter 8, 11 to 12. The time is surely coming, says the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread or water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and wander from border to border, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. My theme for reflection is navigating the desert of spiritual famine. Or how do we find our way through a time of spiritual emptiness? Have you ever found yourself wandering through a spiritual desert, thirsting for a sense of connection and guidance from God, yet feeling as though every direction leads you further into emptiness? This experience, concerning a famine not of the body but of the soul, is a challenge that many Christians encounter at various junctures of their spiritual journey. Amos 8, 11 to 12 speaks directly to this condition. It warns of a time when the words of the Lord will be as scarce as water in a drought, leaving people wandering in search of spiritual sustenance and finding none. The passage illustrates the depth of our need for divine wisdom and connection, emphasizing that just as our bodies require food and water, our spirits crave the nourishment of God's word. My dear friends, in the face of such spiritual famine, we are called to embark on a quest for meaning, to rekindle our relationship with God, and to discover pathways that lead us back to the oasis of God's presence. This journey is not just about seeking answers, but about fostering a deeper, more resilient connection to our spiritual source, ensuring that even in the driest deserts, we can find streams of living or life-giving water. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we identify the signs of spiritual famine in our lives? And what first steps can we take to seek nourishment? Number two, what role can our faith community play in supporting each other through times of spiritual dryness? Heavenly Father, in moments when your voice seems distant and our spirits hunger for your presence, guide us back to the path of nourishment and enlightenment. Help us to recognize the signs of spiritual famine in our lives and inspire us to seek your word with renewed fervor. May our faith community be a source of support and strength for one another, sharing the burden of our journeys and celebrating the joy of rediscovering your guiding light. In your grace, lead us from the desert into the fullness of your presence, where our souls can be satisfied with the eternal spring of your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.